WHO gives itself a raise, most ambitious budget ever. By Francis Martel on May 24, 2023. Countries belonging to the World Health Organization, WHO, voted this week to increase their own membership fees by 20%, resulting in a $6.83 billion budget for the next year, the most ambitious to date. The members made the decision during the World Health Assembly, the WHO's annual meeting for decision-making and planning priorities for the next year. The record budget allocation has followed a disastrous tenure for Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, marked by the WHO sharing catastrophic Chinese government disinformation on the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, its refusal to allow the nation of Taiwan, which warned of an infectious disease spreading in Wuhan in late 2019, to participate in its activities, and a sprawling sexual abuse scandal in which dozens of women say WHO employees raped them or sexually exploited them in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Tedros was re-elected as head of the organization in an uncontested election last year. For 2024, WHO leaders identified the eradication of polio as a top priority, the only public health emergency of international concern left after the end of the coronavirus and monkeypox emergencies, and investment into the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, a list of actions intended to address the climate crisis. Member states agree to the WHO's program budget for 2024 to 2025, committing to a 20% increase of assessed contributions, membership fees, the UN agency announced on Monday. The budget to deliver on this program was also agreed at $6.83 billion US dollars, the most ambitious to date, and which includes a historical 20% increase of assessed contributions, or membership fees. WHO officials claim the money will be invested in global universal healthcare coverage, investments in scientific medical development, more people enjoying better health and well-being generally, and efficient support to countries facing medical emergencies. In its budget proposal, the agency noted that country membership fees are a small percentage of the WHO's total funding. The organization's ability to make an impact is limited by a funding model in which only 14% of WHO's funding is fully flexible and predictable, while the remaining funds are dependent on generous donors, heavily earmarked and arrive at unpredictable times, the budget noted. The WHO elaborates on its website that member states have decreased contributions over time, resulting in the agency becoming more dependent on voluntary contributions where donors direct funding according to their priorities. In both assessed and voluntary funding, member states contribute directly nearly 60% of the program budget, and another 14% comes from other organizations in the United Nations system, partnerships and development banks which are themselves largely funded by governments, the WHO details. Nearly 10% of WHO's funds come from philanthropic foundations, predominantly the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Tedros justified the demands for more funding, despite formally ending the coronavirus emergency this month, in his report to member states at the World Health Assembly on Monday, warning that a new, and deadlier, pandemic could begin at any time. The end of COVID-19, Wuhan coronavirus, as a global health emergency is not the end of COVID-19 as a global health threat, Tedros asserted. The threat of another variant emerging that causes new surges of disease and death remains. And the threat of another pathogen emerging with even deadlier potential remains. When the next pandemic comes knocking, and it will, we must be ready to answer decisively, collectively and equitably, he asserted. And pandemics are far from the only threat we face, Tedros continued. In a world of overlapping and converging crises, an effective architecture for health emergency preparedness and response must address emergencies of all kinds. Tedros also boasted of the WHO's achievements in the past 5 years, including pressuring states to adopt health tax policies. Among the specific successes he identified were Kazakhstan imposing a new tax on heated tobacco products, Nigeria addressing trans fats, and Ukraine banning e-cigarettes, or vapes, in public spaces. Tedros also said he was proud of countries adopting the WHO's anti-baby formula zealotry. In his remarks, Tedros only mentioned the WHO's sexual abuse scandal in passing, vowing, We are also continuing in our efforts to transform the way this organization prevents and responds to sexual misconduct, and to achieve gender equality. Meeting with American Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra on Tuesday. Tedros claimed to have addressed preventing sexual misconduct with the Biden administration's representative at the World Health Assembly. Despite the record budget, WHO senior advisor Walid Amar complained on Tuesday that the agency was overstretched in resources. Amar claimed said funding and staffing gaps were widening in the face of ever-increasing demands, according to Channel News Asia, CNA, which accused the WHO of rescinding accreditation to two of its reporters this week on the grounds that they held Taiwanese citizenship. Amar identified 53 high-level emergencies the WHO was addressing and claimed climate change was adding to the list of emergencies through exacerbating the frequency and intensity of natural disasters. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.